The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. May the words of the Holy Gospel free. The very first demand of Jesus' public ministry was repent. He spoke that command indiscriminately to all who would listen. It was a call for a radical inward change toward God. It was a call for a radical inward change away from sin. When I think of sin, there comes to my mind a grim memory of a tragedy that my grandmother once told me. She told me of seeing a child of three running across the front lawn of his house, pursued by his mother. "Come back, Tommy. Come back," the mother was calling. "Don't go into the street." But Tommy, reveling in his escape from his fenced-in backyard, had no ears for his mother. He ran happily between the cars parked along the curb, and a passing car tossed his broken little body almost into the arms of his mother. Except that Tommy was too young to be responsible for his actions. This is a story of God and a sinner. "Come back. Come back," God cries out anxiously with his grace at Lent. But the sinner, oblivious to everything except his own pride and his own desires, shuts out God's voice and goes willfully to his death. God has done everything that even his infinite wisdom can devise in order to bring you to the happiness that he wants you to have. There is just one thing that God cannot do for you. There is just one part of the plan that only you can perform. There is one act that you must make, and no one can make it for you. Repent.